Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the show. Before we get into it today, we got to have a little talk, all right? And we got to have a little talk about EMFs, you know, electromagnetic frequencies. This is something I'm very aware about. This is something that you should be aware about, too. It's obvious now that your phone and 5G and all these harmful effects from being around Wi-Fi are actually contributing to dis-ease. Now, what are you going to do about it, right? Aries Tech is really the solution here. They actually modulate that technology, meaning it creates a stable EMF that matches your own biological energy, which eliminates that impact on your health. Now, I use this on my phone. I have a little thing on my keychain while I'm in the car going places, you know. You want to be extremely mindful about your EMF and what you're actually absorbing on the day-to-day, all right? So to learn more about this, go over to theinfinitecup.com, grab a little gadget from Aries Tech, and trust me, this stuff will dramatically improve your life because you'd be surprised about how much EMFs you're actually absorbing on the day-to-day. This is it, fam. This is it right here. Our ancestors talked about this. Scripture, ancient scripture, 5,000 plus years old, right? Drawings on walls, predating humankind. I mean, this is it, all right? This is everything that we have been waiting for right now. This is the revolution. This is the revolution of consciousness. If you think some nuclear bomb is going to go off, right, and we're all going to be gone just like that, nope, ain't going to happen. You see, there are forces beyond our human being, okay, that are involved in the interest of planet Earth, right? We have many dimensions, many cycles of energy that are coming through right now, and you have to understand that all of this is an equal play for everybody. There will be a complete UFO disclosure, I'm telling you, probably within this year, if not next year. There is a complete momentum of consciousness that, quote unquote, they cannot contain. It's not going to happen anymore. They can no longer control the energy that is coming through the system. I'm talking about the collective conscience, right? You have your individual work, your karma, what you are doing on your path, right? And you have all the souls that are on that same path together. Our energy unites and magnifies and amplifies and will penetrate any sort of darkness or evil or corrupt thing. And that's what's happening right now. That's why things are so intense. You see, the shadow only gets darker when the light gets brighter. You see? So as this happens, naturally, those dark forces are going to want to combat, right, and control the light even more and put even more energy and create even more things, you know, to distract us on the news, the media, invest us with our money or economic policies, right? Gas prices, war, you see, famine, right? Pandemics. Okay, all of these things are not happening by any coincidence, okay? So understand this greater cosmic spectrum of what your actions do in order to perceive this new earth, right? Because that's how I see it. We have many souls that are trapped still in that 3D mindset, right? Not able to perceive beyond a matrix, not able to perceive beyond their own senses because the body's so toxic. That's what they want, right? They want you toxic, not able to walk even. They want your mind so numb that all you're doing is pushing that Amazon Prime button. All you're doing is hitting buy it now, give it to me, overnight shipping. You know, all of these things are happening because the system itself is not active. It's not awake, all right? And this all is coming from a place of love because that's where we truly are at. That's our biology. That's our DNA. We are programmed for love. So you can feel it, right? You know when you're not honoring that part of yourself. You know when you're not really serving that deeper part of yourself and you're trapped in that lower vibration. It just doesn't feel good. Now, that's the duality. That's the 3D that I'm talking about here. In order to get beyond that and enter 4D, 5D, and in these higher states of consciousness, we have to get the body active, detox a little bit, get our body into a place where we can have clean water, have clean air, have clean food. And you see, these are really far-fetched things in 2022. Those are hard to get. So we have to get back to the simple way of life. That's really what this all comes back down to. The Matrix artificial grid is so complex that the senses get completely attached to it. Therefore, there is no possibility of a simple life. There's no possibility of eating vegetables or fruit or anything that comes from nature, because the dopamine and the response you're getting from the Matrix food is too addicting. It's just too strong. They got us hooked. Trust me, I've been there. And for many, many years of my life. Now, I'm throwing a big raft boat to as many souls that want to come on board to this ship. You see, that's what this is all about. You remember, we're in an infinite water of consciousness. And all of these entities, all these beings that are even beyond human form are, again, a part of this. All of us together. That's the oneness, you see? Now, they want you to be afraid of aliens. They want you to be afraid of what's happening within your body. They want you in a fear state, you see? Because that's what's going to happen long term in order to make your body weak. So, activate that. Do the opposite, right? We know where this programming is coming from. So be the solution. Start controlling that program, you see? Make a new program that is positive for your body, positive for the people in your environment, especially your immediate environment and relationships. And let's perceive a completely new world first, right? In the ether, in the causal realms, bring it down through the astral and manifest it right here in form. That's what we're here to do. Be the alchemist. Transmute all of that negativity. Transmute all of it. Not from a bypassing way saying this is bad, because that would be right back into 3D again. No, we're going to honor all of these things. Let's honor the old paradigm. Let's honor 3D duality. We learned so much. We know when the mechanism gets in balance. We know what happens when things get a little out of whack. Thank you, duality. Thank you, old paradigm, for teaching us where our balance is. So let's do something different now. We know what that did, and let's do something different. So you right now watching this, listening to this on the podcast, you are a part of that. You are. You wouldn't even comprehend what we're talking about right now unless this is exactly meant for your ears, your eyes. So thank you for being a part of this, honestly, because I know you feel lonely. I know you felt like you're different and you don't belong anywhere and nothing is really going to matter because you're trying to do what everybody else is doing because that's still the majority, you see? But we're here. That's what this whole thing is about, all right? That's what we are here and meant to do. We use this technology. It doesn't have to be meant for things that are going to be emotional and draining and depleting. No, it could be uplifting to your biology. It could actually unite people, unite souls, and get in tune with this higher consciousness instead of all of this lower vibrational greed, power, lust stuff that's happening. And again, by no accident. There's a reason why they're pushing that type of music and this over-sexualized content and these over-intimidating and canceling the people that are really making a difference. You see, as soon as you speak any sort of truth, including myself here, you get canceled, right? Luckily, I'm still here and I've managed to get through this water and navigate it in a way where I'm treading so lightly. And again, this is all censored, right? Because on YouTube, on the podcast, I wish I could speak my full truth. But however, free speech is gone. I mean, 100% gone. What you see on the internet today is a small fraction of what the truth and the actual reality in this new paradigm is. You only see what they want you to see. So I'm very thankful that my content has gotten to your ears just in this divine moment. However, if you want to get beyond all of that, remember, go over to Patreon. We have an Inner Circle member. You can join the group, get over to Signal, get on the Discord server, right? This is about awakening beyond that old paradigm and creating new earth. That's what this has always been about. Now, your difficulties, your struggles, your things that you've perceived as something difficult was really just your higher self bringing you to the next level. That's it. That's what it's always going to be. So you can kick and scream and complain all you want, or you can understand that this is just another puzzle piece coming in to bring you to exactly where you need to be. Now, I want you to know that I love each and every one of you. You are a part of all of this. Again, the links are in the description. Go over to theinfinitecup.com. Learn more about all of this. If you're new here, this is the tribe. This is the community that we've been building. And if you want to be a part of it, please join. Until next time, guys, infinite love, infinite peace. All right.